Today is Tuesday, January 12th. Oh my God, it's Tuesday. And I'm Adam. And anyway, I haven't done a podcast in a while. You know, this is a common theme. I haven't done a podcast in a while. Why don't you record more podcasts, Adam? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to go through that all again. I'm not going to say, I'll record one a week, I promise. Yeah, no, I don't know. I will record as often as I possibly can. I have all of like 5 listeners, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, I love the listeners that I have, so, and I don't know who you are, but if you are listening, feel free to contact me. You can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com and let me know you are a loyal listener of this piece of poop that I do occasionally, just so that I don't even know. I just like podcasting, and so I do this. But anyway, the reason I am doing this today is because there was a podcast, there was a show that I listened to called Greetings from Nowhere that you guys should certainly take a listen to. It's on pride48.com, and it's 2 straight women, wonderful, wonderful women, ladies, Christina and Nicole, and one of them is a devout Christian and, you know, very quiet, sort of subdued. Has a really gentle spirit, so to speak, if you want to say that. And the other one is a little bit more boisterous. She's an atheist, but she is still a very sweet, caring individual. And I love both of them. But Christina, Nicole was going to be out doing some rehearsal. And Nicole wanted Daniel, who is my co-host on Dubious Intent, to come on because they both share a common belief, or maybe a lack of belief is a better word, or a better choice of words. They're both atheist, and I'm a Christian, and Nicole's a Christian. And I wanted to, look, I don't do, these shows are only 10 minutes or less generally. I'm not limited to that, although today I am, because I literally came home on my lunch break to record this, because it's hard to record something when Mark's around, and, you know, anyway. So I came home on my lunch break because I had just listened to this episode. Christina asked Daniel to do an episode with her. And because they're both atheists, she wanted him to give his, you know, coming out story or come to Jesus story about atheism. And she gave hers. And I wanted to just do, I wanted to, for a couple of, I don't even want to say rebuttals, but I just want to say a couple of things about that episode. First of all, I listened to it, even though I was warned. Daniel messages me and he says, hey, you know, the whole podcast was down and on religion, yada, yada. You probably don't want to listen to it, Adam. I know, you know, what he's thinking in his mind is, I know how you wear your feelings on your sleeve and I don't want you to get your feelings hurt. And, you know, I will admit that I had some thoughts. I thought, ugh, several of the comments that were made me uncomfortable. But I didn't want to not listen because other people have ideas that may make me not as comfortable. I want to try to remain open-minded, at least as, you know, in so much as I'm going to listen to your views. I may never agree. They will probably never agree with me. But anyway, I want to go over just a few things. I don't have a long time because I have a meeting to get to, but I wanted to go over a few things. And the first, they kind of opened up by talking about relating Christianity to, or I would even say the whole episode was relating Christianity to atrocities that happen towards other people. And while I will, you know, I will not discount that a lot of you know, atrocious things have been done in the name of Jesus or in the name of religion or in the name of Muhammad or in the name of, you know, whoever, choose your deity. What I don't agree with is that assigning those atrocities to the entire faiths that they're talking about. So, you know, the fact that, so Christina brought up a point that Nazis were Christian. So first of all, I would say right off the top of the bat, I don't really think that Christina has done research and determined that every single Nazi was a Christian. And I don't believe that the Nazi beliefs that, you know, white people were better than everyone else or that white straight people with blonde hair and blue eyes were better than everybody else came from the Bible. Now, I will admit, I am not a biblical scholar. And so, you know, hey, maybe there was some, they found some scripture, you know, that they used. However, because a group of people may or may not have been Christian and they did something atrocious, does not mean that the entire faith is based on these atrocities. There is nowhere in the Bible where it says, go round up, you know, all of the gay people or Jewish people and put them in concentration camps and, you know, put them in the gas chamber. There's nothing in the Bible that says that. And so I feel like that is an example of stereotypes and about lumping everyone in to the same group. They brought up the fact that, you know, these gay conversion camps and about how someone was, you know, beaten and starved as part of this conversion process. And again, my comment would be, I think that's horrible. I think most of the Christians that I know would agree that that is a horrible thing. But again, there's nothing in the Bible that says take gay people and beat them and starve them to make them straight. Those are, you know, people who have taken scriptures and taken certain things out of the Bible, and they have obtained a certain understanding of that, and they are humans. They've gone off and done their human thing, which a lot of times is the wrong thing. But again, it doesn't mean that the entire faith, you know, the entire Christian whatever, ascribes to those views or would do such a thing. You know, I don't have a lot of time. Just a couple of other things, you know. They mentioned it being scammy. Mostly this was Christina talking as well. You know, they mentioned that you're doing it because, and Daniel did say this, you know, saying that there was a study that anytime three or more people do something, there's peer pressure for this other person to do it. And that, of course, if you're standing in, you know, in a church where they're asking people to get saved and all these people around you are going up, you know, you're going to have this peer pressure to do it. They made comments, you know, a comment about how did the sacrifice of Jesus save us from our sins? There was no real sacrifice because God didn't lose anything. And although it was about sacrifice, and again, I'm not going to preach here, but the act of dying satisfied the wages of sin. The fact that Jesus, he came to earth as a human and his human body died. His human body was, you know, he ascended back to heaven, but not as in human form. And again, not a biblical scholar, so I'm not going to, you know, talk about. I really just want to talk about, they go into all the crappy things that Christians do and they can be wiped away, you know, with one day of church. Gives them an excuse to do worse things the rest of the week. Christians that they've met have been mostly horrible. If you're a good person, there is none of that can be ascribed to the fact that you're Christian. These are basically the comments that were made by Christina in this. And I just really want to point out that, A, just like there are great Christians or great atheists and wonderful, moral, loving, giving people who are atheists, there are also the same loving, giving, accepting, you know, give you the shirt off their back people who are Christians, and a lot of people who would not have been loving and giving and self-sacrificing were it not for some of these teachings that are in the Bible. No matter what Christina thinks or Daniel thinks, there are people out there who were living horrible lives. They were raping, killing, you know, cheating, stealing, doing all of these things. They found religion and they found God, and through those teachings and living their life in a way that is prescribed by the Bible, they have actually made themselves a better person by doing that. There are loads of examples that you could give of people. And just like there are examples of that, you know, there are people who say that they're Christians who do horrible things. And that's what you see in the media and in the news is the horrible things that people do. Because news doesn't focus on, you know, we don't focus on all the great things that happened, you know, and all that kind of things. The soup kitchens and you know, the other things, the shelters for abused women that churches, you know, regularly have. All of these things that churches do. And again, there are good and bad churches. There are good and bad preachers. There are good and bad people. But my point is, I don't what I don't like is ascribing horrible things to the entire religion because of experiences that you've had with certain people who are in that religion. That does not mean that they are following that religion. That does not mean that they are following what the Bible is telling them to do just because they say they are a Christian. You know, they went into some, you know, parables in the Bible and some miracles in the Bible and you know, talked about how ridiculous they were. And I'm not going to argue that. There are apologists out there that can speak to validity of certain miracles that are in the Bible, and I won't do that. But what I will say is, again, what I really wish would happen is that we would just all accept each other. I wish the atheist would accept that we have beliefs as Christians and not have this loathing of religion. Just understand that there are good people that follow those practices and there are bad people that follow those practices, but not have this overall judgy, hateful sort of feeling about the entire realm of religion, you know, no matter what the religion may be. I mean, they just kind of lumped them all into a ball and said, you know, all religion, you know, Muslims were mentioned, Baptists were mentioned, Methodists were mentioned, you know, they're just lumping all of these together all into one and then ascribing horrible to them because there have been people that have proclaimed to be those religions have done horrible things. That's ridiculous. There are all sorts of people who've done ridiculous things. You know, that's like saying, hey, this car dealer went out yesterday and he molested a child. Car dealers and car dealerships are horrible. I mean, you know, I just don't get that. I wish we could all just get along. We could all just say, you know what? You have your beliefs. I have my beliefs. Let's move on. Let's all try to live our lives in a way that would reflect whatever our beliefs are, but try to be good people. And, you know, I on both sides. And, you know, yes, there a part of Christianity is Christians want to convert other people. Whether that's right or wrong, that is something that should stop if someone doesn't want to hear about it. If they do not want to be confronted with Christianity, they shouldn't have to be. And that's just because for someone who's a true Christian, who is a true, I love Jesus, I am trying to live my life in a godly way, their motivation for trying to not even convert people, but trying to witness to people and give them information about God is they are truly concerned with that person's well-being and their spirituality. To a Christian, a relationship with God is everything. And, you know, it's not all about, for a true Christian, it's not about fear of going to hell. It's about living life and having a relationship with God and a relationship with Jesus and living your life in the best way that you possibly can, not going to church on Sunday to cleanse yourself of all the wrong things that you've done, but really trying to live that godly life. No one is going to live a perfect life. We're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. Christians are going to make mistakes. Atheists are going to make mistakes. So, but a true Christian doesn't have these beliefs that, oh, you know, I can just go out and do whatever I want and then go to church and everything's going to be, you know, taken care of. They believe they should try to live their life the best way possibly can. And again, in their witnessing to people, they are doing it out of a very pure, I care about you place and not out of a place of malice. But because of the way things are today, I think that should be toned down a notch. If you don't want to be witnessed to, then certainly people should not be coming up and, you know, beating you over the head with their beliefs. I try not to do that. I don't hide the fact that I attend church, but I try not to beat anyone over the head with it. Another point that I have, Christina said a couple of quote unquote religious quotes that she felt were ignorant. And I noticed that while she was doing those religious quotes, she had to use this dumb Southern hick accent, which I felt was a little offensive in both ways. First of all, that you would lend a tone of ignorance to all Christians. And again, that you associate a Southern accent with someone being dumb. So anyway, the last thing that I want to say is the fact that they feel like, you know, that Christianity, they're beaten over the head with Christianity. And one thing that was brought up is that Sorry, a text message just came in. But one thing that came up was, God bless you when someone sneezes. And I think it's a little ridiculous to say things like God bless you are beating atheists over the head with religion. There are cultural things that have happened all throughout history that may have once been based in religion because maybe those people were religious, but now they're just part of our vernacular. Now they're just part of our, you know, language. People just say it. So many people say things like God bless you and mean nothing religious by it at all. To ascribe that to being beaten over the head with religion is ridiculous. So, you know, and I respect both. Look, I respect both Christina and I respect Daniel, and I respect their opinions. Honestly, what I wish would happen is, first of all, the atheist would not ascribe every horrible thing that was ever done by someone who said they were quote unquote religious to be a symbol of that religion. Because we're all humans and loads of people do bad things. There are people who just use religion because they say they're religious because they want to make certain people believe that they are religious, but they don't really believe any of those things, and they may do horrible things, and then it gets ascribed to that religion. So that's the first thing. And I wish that religious people would stop being quite so forceful in some cases of trying to convert everyone. And we could just all live, I don't know, you know, in peaceful happiness, whatever it is. Because it really, it all comes down to, yes, we all have beliefs. Yes, we all believe certain things. You know, Daniel believes that if he stacks his chips a certain way, that it gives him a better chance of winning slots. And, you know, maybe I believe that Jesus died on the cross to save me of my sins, but we can agree to disagree. And yeah, so there are my thoughts. I'm going to do a show with Nicole, hopefully, where we get to go through these point by point and give a Christian's view. But this was my view on this podcast. I love both of them, and I love all of you. Thank you for listening. And you can contact me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I will see you guys in another 2 months, maybe, when I do another podcast. And you can also find me, by the way, you can find me on dubiousintent.com, where I do a show with Daniel, and maybe another show upcoming. I don't know when it's going to start, but another show possibly with Joe Batanz coming up in not a very long time. That's horrible. You can possibly find me in not a very long time on another show that I will not name right now because I don't know when or if it's going to happen. But, you know, if you are listening, just one more thought here. I know I was trying to end it and I'm going to give one more thought. But if you are listening, I know I have a few people that download the show. You know, email me and let me know your thoughts on this, and I can either talk about them on the next time I do this little show, or I can bring them up on the Christian cast on Greetings from Nowhere with Adam and Nicole when we're doing it. So again, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I'll say one last time, hopefully I will do this show more often. Maybe I'll have to do it at lunch times just so I can actually get it done. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.